it is time for Brittany J's Tea for the Day.
Yes, and today's tea is brought to you by Frontier Communications. Don't go it alone today. Lil Baby, so he was arrested for reckless driving in Atlanta last night. So the exact charge was failure to signal, eluding police and reckless driving. In the video, you actually see the cops had him lying face down in handcuffs. It couldn't have been that serious. Thankfully, he was bonded out. I don't know. I'll see how this case goes. I'll keep my eye on it. Let's talk about Kanye West. He was a victim of stolen identity and forgery. So a guy that Ye knew, he was like a former friend, he contacted the designer, Philip Pline. This is a big, big designer. So he said he was Kanye's rep and brokered a deal for Kanye to perform for his New York Fashion Week show this coming Monday. So the man forged Kanye's name on the contract and then had Philip Pline send $900,000 to an account. The man cleared the account and he's gone. So I don't know who he gonna sue. I don't know if he if his real name was anywhere involved, but he made out like a bandit. I need to get on his wire fraud game. Get on his wire fraud game.
But listen, if you're gonna do it, that's how you do it. Because remember that story last week with the kids. But they did it for like $130.
You did it wrong, man. You need to do the scam of your life, okay?
I'm not saying that's a lot of money, but it's better than $130.
Right, exactly.
Moving on.
All right, so Ariana Grande, she's going back and forth with the producer of the Grammys. She dropped out of the Grammys because she said she was like creatively stifled. Like they wouldn't let her do what she wanted to do. But the producer, Earlrich, I think that's his name. He said that he felt like it was too late for her to pull a show together. That was the reason why she pulled out. So Ariana was like, squeeze me. I can pull together a performance overnight, and you know that, Ken. And it was when my creativity and self-expression was stifled by you that I decided not to attend. It's about art and honesty, not politics. I'm done doing favors or playing these games. She's 25 now. Sis is grown. You're not going to tell her what to do.
I don't expect nothing crazy from her anyway.
Right.
You know. Now, Lady Gaga, I might think of something, you know, over the top.
That's true.
I'm not putting her down, but saying she don't do nothing crazy.
She can
crazy.
Sing down, but I get what you mean. She don't have to have, like, a whole thing floating in the sky. I get that. So she says, like, I hope the show is exactly what you wanted. And then she says she wrote this while she saw her face on a Grammy bus.
Okay, so
let's talk about some more scamming. Ja Rule and Billy McFarlane. The Fyre Festival guy. So they were sued by an investment company called EHL, funded for almost $3 million. So they loaned them this money 3 weeks before the festival was supposed to happen. They obviously didn't get their money back. So they won by default because neither one of them showed up. Billy's in prison, so I don't know where he was going.
Hey, Britt, can we back up?
Whoa.
How much they borrow?
About $2.9 million, about.
Wait.
Yeah.
I don't want no parts of that.
Right.
I'm gonna borrow that from you.
Right. If I don't make it back. Listen, you hit. They snapping fingers. They snapping knuckles out here if you owe them money. So anyway, they didn't get their money back. They won by default. Billy's in prison. Ja, I don't know what you're doing. You had no excuse not to show up to the court date. So you have to pay about $3 million plus 30% interest dating back to August 2017. 30%? Dating back to August 2017, and they have to pay the company's legal fees, so they hit.
They should have went to a credit union. 30%?
Listen, that's a payday loan.
Payday loan.
Okay, so Spike Lee is boycotting Prada and Gucci. Welcome to the club, OG. I've been boycotting since birth. I can't afford that stuff. I'll boycott the prices. Gucci dropped a sweater that resembles blackface. So it's basically a black turtleneck that comes up like a ski mask, and it's like it has red like lips around it, which you all know. That's what really made it look like blackface, the red lips around it. So Spike says he'll no longer wear Prada or Gucci until they hire some black designers to be in the room when something like this happens. It's obvious that they're clueless about racist, blackface, hateful imagery. Then he says, wake up. Yiddig, shown up, and that's the coonery and buffoonery truth roof. It's what? Is school days? Is it 1972? Is this Dolomite? Like, I'm fucking sentiment, bro. What are you talking about? Like, what is going on? Okay. But I applaud him for taking a stand. Okay. All right. So, lastly, Chris Brown and Offset, this beef is far from over. Offset said, I ain't have too much rap for the social media ish. You tell people that you had your management team reach out to squash things with me and check my record and check yours. Only people you go toe-to-toe with is women. And that's flames. Oh, and by the way, I'm going to smack the ish out you when I see you. Chris posted DMs between him and Offset, and everything Chris Brown said, it was like, he was like, pull up, and Offset would say police, or he would say 12, or this the police over here. Like, what are you doing? He sounding like 6'9 right now. What are you talking about? Yeah. So Chris Brown, he posted in the caption, he said Offset went under his post looking like Blank Man. Yo, his references have been so on point. Blank Man, Pootie Tang, whatever. Yeah. So Chris Brown posted his address in the story. At that point, all bets was off. I said, on my way. I put it in GPS. It was taking me 39 hours to get there. I'm pulling up, Chris. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't care about no beef. I'm pulling up. It's lit. And anyway.
Yeah, hold on.
What?
There's more. I can't believe there's more. After Chris Brown said, fight me.
Exactly.
What else is left to go on?
Exactly. So anyway, Chris Brown put up a picture of Offset and Slickback.
Slickback
took me out. So that's where they stand right now. No closer to being friends again.
All right.
Carucci.
Can I just say this? Just in case anybody thought of stepping up on Mike Tyson, I just saw a recent video where he was like in a shop.
He trained
it? Somebody asked him if he still had it. This one was like, still look like he knocked the snot out of all your relatives' body.
He's been a big dude. I mean,
yeah, he don't beat nobody in the ring, though.
Ooh. All right, with that being said, that's the day we're going to
be done. WZMX. WZMX HD1 Hartford. Thanks for sweating it out with DJ Rex and the Big Man. It's the Midday Workout every weekday afternoon on Hot 93.7.